Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, hey, glad we could make contact today.
I know, me too. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Sure. All right, so let's get into things. We will start with your year of graduation, including if you finished up coursework spring, summer, fall, and your major or majors.
Okay, that sounds great. So I graduated in the summer of 2020. I majored in music business management. And you know what? It's just a habit for me to speak of my instrument of vocals. I don't even think you asked me of that, though.
No, but that was my next question. So there we go.
Is
And
this forced a habit?
since you're music business, do you remember which track you did?
Yeah, so I actually started in marketing and then I pivoted over to the management tier.
All right, cool. We will get to your history later,
Okay.
but for now, tell us about your current job. Where do you work? What do you do?
Okay. So for work, I work with Graystar Management. So they're a company that manages different buildings, actually in different countries. So they're pretty international, and I'm in leasing. So I help work with individual complexes and talk about property management and having people find their place to live.
So, okay, so this is residential as opposed to commercial.
Correct, yes.
So these are, I'm guessing, like those very large apartment buildings. Is that correct?
Yeah, the one that I'm at is about 400 units. So, yeah, 400.
And do you know, is Graystar the owner of these buildings, or do they provide the management service for a different owner?
That's a good question. So they do a variety of the building that I'm specifically at, they just manage. So they don't own the building. We have a client that we work for, but it is common for Graystar to also own the buildings as well.
Gotcha. And you said, actually, do you know, in terms of maybe employees, or do you know about how big Graystar is?
Oh goodness, that's a great question. I'm actually not sure. I would say a few thousand if I
Okay.
had to guess.
Sure. Just trying to get a general sense of scale. Some people might say, I'm not sure, 11. And, others might say, I'm not sure, 200,000. So, all right. Perfect. And you said that you then, what's your official title again? Maybe you told me that. Just
Yeah, so it's leasing agent. So, well, I think on paper it's leasing professional is my role.
got it. So, yeah, could you tell us, like, what then is it exactly that you do?
Yeah, so I work with people. So I now live outside of DC, so I'm in the DMV area. It's really heavy regarding transplants and people that have to move here for work. So I call prospects, I give tours of the complex, and I run like the screening to make sure that the financial aspect and their background screening lines up so we can actually accept the applicant to move in.
You
So
said you
I'm
call prospects. Are you actually kind of doing aggressive marketing of these places? Or are you saying, like, if someone applies for a lease, you follow up that application?
So I'll do even the beforehand. So it could be their warm lead. So if somebody reached out that they were interested and they didn't fully follow up, it's my job to kind of make sure that I can help them and get them to actually look at our complex next to, we have a lot of competition in the area. So my job is to have them come in so I can show them around.
Great. As a matter of personal curiosity, since my wife was from DC area and we lived in Silver Spring, where are you?
I'm in Leesburg, but I work in Herndon, but I know where that is too. That's awesome.
Cool. All right. And about how many hours a week do you work?
So I work, let's see here. So I alternate my weeks. I will work 5 days 1 week and 6 days another. from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow, do you get paid
Yes.
overtime there?
I do get paid overtime. So, get paid overtime. Sometimes I actually am, it's more of a 5 day a week, but I'll work a Saturday and have off a Wednesday like I do today. So I worked
Got
last Saturday, which means I get off this week.
it. Got it. You call comp time. And it is your job, in the office, at home, Little Beach.
It's in the office, so I drive in every day and I work at the front desk.
Gotcha. And you're at the front desk. Is there anybody else? You said there are 400 units in the building. Is there anybody else
That
employed by
works.
Graystar? Yeah, that works where you
Yeah.
do.
So there's a total of four of us. I have an ACM, so assistant manager, then a community manager, and I have another leasing agent that I work with. So we're a team of four, but we work really closely with the maintenance team, and there's three of them on that team. So they help with the building.
Got it. And is any of you the boss?
Yes, the community manager. So he's been with Graystar for about 10 years, and that's my boss.
Understood. All right, could you take us through a typical day, like kind of what you're
Sure.
doing?
Yeah, so when I get in at 9, we actually have an admin hour, so the doors are not unlocked. The lights are still off. We are going through the emails, checking screening backgrounds, and checking people's pay stubs at that time. So we basically have a quiet hour, and then we'll open up the office where people can come in with questions. We'll start giving tours. We answer phone calls, and we'll call people first too. So that happens all throughout the day until closing for 6 o'clock.
Gotcha. I don't ask people, how much money they make, other than there was that cutoff. But in terms of the structure of your pay, you did allude to overtime. It sounds like you're expect to full time, but there is some sort of hourly compensation. Is commission part of your pay structure?
Yes. So we have our hourly, we have the overtime commission. I can tell you, so commission we're making 150 per unit lease.
Oh, like
I know it.
$150.
Yeah, I know it varies per property, per management company, and all of that. So it's really like situation driven. But in this specific one, we make 150 per lease.
Could I ask your sort of average number of leases per month?
Yeah, so, oh, you know what? I kind of need a calculator. I'm trying to remember myself. They vary. See if I bring up this. Great. You can still hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me
Right. I'm
see.
sure like September is more leases then.
It can, yeah. I'll range, I would say, around 7 to 12 leases a month.
Okay. So, all right. So commission is not the majority of your pay, but still a nice chunk.
Yeah, it really, really helps. And seeing a consistent paycheck, the it's not something that a musician is really used to. Different life for me. So I've been loving it. It's been really, really helpful.
All right. Well, along those lines, let's just roll right into the next question then, which is beyond anything beyond the consistent paycheck, what do you enjoy about being a leasing agent?
Yeah, so honestly, I've had a really big interest in floor plans, design, and architecture my whole life. So this kind of lets me indulge on that. Even though I'm kind of the little man at the company, I get to ask questions to upper, and I'm starting to learn what goes into really the building anyway and why they chose to design it the way that they did. So that's something that I like every day. And of course, talking to people because being at least studying business, music business, there's like the common aspect of no matter what, you are talking to people every day, and I still get to do that.
Excellent. All right, so let's take it back now to 2020. My apologies. Although, if you feel this story has a logical earlier starting point, we could go back further than 2020. But otherwise, put us in your head space as things were wrapping up at Berkeley. I'm guessing you're not thinking real estate leasing agent. Could be wrong. And then we'll take it one step at a time from, what you were doing then or there to now, both in terms of what you were doing for work, but also in terms of like where you were at mentally regarding what you wanted your career to be.
That's such a good question. Okay. So I realized I might jump
Sorry, I'm
around.
sorry, Rachel, you just glitched out. Oh, crap.
Kind of set it up. Hello?
Rachel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so you said that's a great question, and then everything after that glitched.
Oh, sure.
So.
So, it is a really good question. So, how I mentioned my love for architecture, in a strange way, it kind of did come into my thoughts at Berkeley, because being in some like a beautiful building was something I wanted to do, and that actually had to do with live music, like those beautiful symphonies and those buildings.
Sure.
I my whole goal was to have an internship and potentially a job with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So that was what I was working towards at Berkeley, and I got the internship with them 2020. Because the building is stunning, the music is great, the acoustics in that room I knew were phenomenal, and that was just my way of putting together everything I liked in one place. It did change because everything was canceled due to COVID, but I knew I liked live music, and I liked the structural buildings of actually traveling and seeing other builds. So that was, yeah, a consistent interest that I had. I think everybody, not everyone, but a lot of people at that school really want to be or want to use their instruments. So, like, I loved vocals and I wanted to sing, but I never saw myself as a front man. So, yeah, I wanted to work and support other artists on the road. So when that got canceled and everyone kind of went home for that summer, I had to kind of ask myself how I would build my resume and what I would even work towards anyway if live music was going to be quiet for X amount of time. So, yeah, that was definitely a whole journey.
Sure. And by the way, is home for you the DC area?
No, it's actually New Jersey. So South Jersey, Atlantic City. And yeah, so that summer, my final semester. Now, I finished school in 3 years. I took extra classes my last 3 semesters. I was excited. I was like, I can't wait to be in the live music world kind of thing. So I made sure I took the classes for it, but then we all went home. So I was in Jersey for, I think, about 8 months in total before I moved to Nashville.
Okay, sure. I'm guessing either no real work in Jersey or maybe some little side thing.
Side gigs. Yeah, everything was closed, but I was able to actually sing live, which I always forget how much I love until I do it. And then I'm like, oh.
Great. And then you said you moved to Nashville. Can I ask, did anything prompt that move? Like, did you have friends who are moving out there or
The other instrumentalist in the band I was in Jersey, he actually lived in Nashville, and he was in my hometown because that's where we were both originally from. So, he recommended it. I needed to build my resume, And LA was just a little bit too expensive, and everything was still really closed. So strategically, I was like, Nashville is going to be where I build my resume. So I head out there.
Okay. Then what?
So I moved to Nashville, and oh my goodness, we were looking for jobs for a second because everything was closed. I served at first just to kind of get some income under my belt. And I sang, actually, which one did I do first? While I was serving, made a connection with somebody in touring. So I kept that connection. Actually, okay, last time I'm going to edit this. Basically, as I was serving, my friend from Berkeley was touring and he came in, he brought his band, and I'm talking to the band, and he starts telling me that there's a live touring company in Nashville that I should get in touch with. So, his name is Ryland. He's just so good at making connections with people. And I was able to actually reach out to who he recommended. And with that, I got a touring gig as a hospitality manager. And I toured, on three tours total around the country. So, even though I was based in Nashville, we were everywhere. It was a lot of fun.
Like how long were these tours?
2 months?
Okay. The better
Yeah,
part
two
of the year
months.
doing tours. And you're going with them on these tours.
Yeah, I am. My whole job at that time was to get to know the artists. And again, with the designing, I found a way to do it there where every stadium would have different inventory when it came to furniture, lighting, things that make it look like home, because everybody's on the road, so you want to feel at home when you're constantly away. So every morning I would design and put everything up, let the artists get settled in, have the management team get settled in with the room that, we get to kind of orchestrate for the day, and then we break it down, and then we just did that every day.
And these tours, this was this like early 2022 then?
Yeah, I would say 2021, 2022.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, this sounds like a cool thing you were doing. If you're still doing it, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So what happened next?
Yes. So the touring was a lot of fun. I eventually wanted to find a home company like in Nashville where I could stay put. I really did love being on the road. But yeah, it's hard because I will never try and pick and choose who I tour with and what the bands were, but I think my preference, I wanted to go more of like the rock artist route. And I was working more in the Christian band world. So
Gotcha.
yeah, I didn't fully feel like I fit in, although like everybody was absolutely amazing. I have nothing bad to say. It was just kind of where I felt like I fit best. So
Sure.
I kept looking, and I found singing on Broadway, the crazy street in Nashville that everyone goes to. I loved getting the microphone, so I found a way to do that 5 nights a week for 4 hour sets, and then I would serve if I wanted extra money.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I don't know, like you're young, you get to try a lot of different things out. I chose an industry that did not have typically a very long lifeline in one job, which I want to be wrong for that. Like, I wanted to find something, fall in love, and work in it consistently. I just didn't find that time for me.
Sure.
But yeah, but singing on Broadway was a lot of fun.
Cool. And then, but it sounds like at some point, either you got tired of it or the gig ended.
You know what? I took the biggest plot twist that I never thought I would, because I'm so like career oriented where I want to work. I love working. But personal life happened, and I was singing at bars late at night. I'm 27 now. I just started getting tired. I was like, my voice needs rest. I feed her, I'm serving, I'm on my feet all the time if I'm making money. And the timing wise, I actually flew to a wedding in Philadelphia, met my boyfriend, and he lives in Leesburg. So,
Okay, I'm seeing where this
yes.
is going.
Yeah, love life steered. So, I was in Nashville. I felt ready to kind of pack everything up. And this happened rather quickly. We met in September. I moved in January. And it wasn't because I wanted to move somewhere or this or that. It was just because our dynamic was really, really good. And we were both really excited. So he flew to
Okay.
Nashville.
Sorry,
Okay.
January of 2025.
Yes, of this. Yeah. So it's
This
coming
year.
on to a year now.
Wow. Well, happy
Yeah.
anniversary-ish.
Thank you. Yeah, this area is great. Everything's been really good, but as much as I'm definitely I see something and I go for it thing, I typically do that career-wise. Personal life, I'm like, okay, let me think this through 20 times, but this was the exception. I was like, okay, I'm not going to think about this. And
So that it you moved to DC area to be with your boyfriend, which
Yeah.
no, I'm thinking I interviewed someone else in DC where once again he moved there to be with somebody else.
Oh, that's so funny.
And
Yeah.
yeah, so I guess did you have a job lined up as you were moving, or did you move and then say, now I find something?
Actually lined up this job. So in Nashville, when I was singing and serving, I was getting tired. And whenever I walked into buildings that I loved, I would ask, who owned the building? And they would say Graystar. And then I applied to like six different buildings in Nashville with no resume under anything to show that I've ever been in property management. They every I think I got two interviews with two different buildings, got to the final rounds, and this company is known to hire from within. So if somebody wants to move to Nashville and they're a Graystar, they have a really good chance of actually getting that opportunity, while I was just such a newbie, not acquainted with Graystar at all yet. So I got denied like six times in Nashville with Graystar. I applied to two buildings in this area and I interviewed while not moving yet, and they knew it. I just explained how much I really like architecture. I'm like, I know this, I like people. And they hired me. So I lined up this job a month and a half before the move.
Well, that's terrific. That
Yeah.
certainly takes the stress off.
I know, right? It's like, oh, not only am I leaving Nashville where I have an inconsistent paycheck, if my throat's sore, I have to sit out this and that. But now I have a 9-to-5 job and I'm moving in with my boyfriend. This was a 180. 180 for my lifestyle. I would sing until 3 in the morning, 4 or 5 nights a week for a long time.
That is funny, but you've
Mm-hmm.
been both living with your boyfriend and at your job for better part of a year now, so something's
Yeah,
working.
it's crazy. I realize how much I like structure. It's so funny.
Awesome. So let's move on to the third part of the interview of three. And I'm going to preface this next question with there is no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
So these days, let's define these days as summer, fall 2025. What, if anything, is your current relationship with music?
What is my relationship with music now?
Yeah, like for the last 6 months. You talked all about your
Oh,
singing
yeah.
in Nashville and all that, but like,
I,
like what are you doing with music, if anything?
yeah,
And again,
yes.
no right or wrong answer.
No, I love it. So when I moved here, I was having so much fun. People would ask me like, "So are you gigging yet? Like, do you have any shows lined up?" I'm like, "Nope." I was so happy. I'm like, "I'm taking a break. I'm gonna do it when I find it fun. I'm just naturally gonna scratch the itch once it comes back on because I didn't have to rely on it for money." So I was like, okay, now I can actually do it when I want to do it. And that was kind of a first for me. My first gig here was 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I made friends with somebody that knew somebody else. Like, everything is word of mouth in the music industry. I always think it's going to be different, and it's always word of mouth. Who knows who? And then whisper down the lane. But I made friends with a band that needed a singer. So now I have an option to sing twice a week with a band that's really friendly. And the pay is just so much better than out in Nashville. And I'm not having to ask for tips. I'm getting to sing what I want, and I'm not exhausted because there's two other singers in the band, and we just trade off and we take turns.
You said you have an option to do it twice a week. About how often do you do it?
So I this month I took off because the family is visiting, and I was supposed to have surgery last week on something, and I wound up not needing it, which is great, but I
Good.
had to sit out for health reasons.
Sure.
Otherwise, I would have done it, I would say, once every other week, because singing Friday nights, where sometimes I work Saturday mornings, just is a little bit much for me. But it still
Oh,
scratches
right.
the itch. But I went to Nashville 3 weeks ago, and I finished four songs. So I'm still writing and making my own music. And now that I'm not exhausted going on the microphone, my producer, who also went to Berkeley, he's in Nashville. We all follow each other, I swear. It's so funny. Once you say you're Berkeley, it's like, okay, we can bond on this experience and work with each other. But it's so much easier singing when you're not vocally tired. So I finished four songs like just a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful,
Yeah.
Rachel. So
Thank you.
great. For what it's worth, I have four categories, and you get in the most active one, which I call side job.
I love that. That's so
So
fun. That's a good
the
side
others
job.
are casual personal analysis. So great.
Cool.
Next question I have for you is, people in property management, like you are now, they come to it from many different backgrounds. I'm
Yeah,
guessing
they
that
do.
a degree in music is one of the less common backgrounds.
Totally.
So, but let's imagine you would have gone to college somewhere, but relative to some other degree, is there anything you feel your Berkeley experience did particularly well to prepare you for your current job?
Ooh, that's such a good question. So, an outsider looking into music, which I don't think either of us will get this because we know music and it can be intricate, like the study of harmony and theory and ear training. If you don't know that at all, it could be easy to say, yeah, it's just music school. Like, it can't be that hard. But it was hard for me, at least. Like, I went into that school just vocally, and I never touched an instrument, and I knew how to find the middle C on the piano, but that was really all I could do. So I got into that school, and I had to work so hard to not only, like, I feel like catch up to the other musicians, but really learn how to study. Because in high school, I feel like you're so young, and of course, you can have your academics, but you don't have like the same kind of support system when you're out of college. The shock that all Berkeley students go into, I feel like, is realizing they're the best in their town, and then they get dropped at Berkeley, and then it's like, oh, everybody is phenomenal. Everybody's really good. So, like, I think that school just did a really good job at giving perspective and an angle of everybody's from everywhere, and somehow we're at the school at the same time. Like, you can't be a small towner after coming out of that school. You have like a there's like an innocence that's gone in a really good way.
Got
Everyone
it.
gets, yeah. So I think that school helped me a lot with this is how the world works. And you can learn something from anyone just asking them a question, because there's something somebody knows at that school that you don't. So that school definitely taught me a lot. I had so much fun.
Wonderful. All
Yeah.
right. Let's turn that question around now, because Berkeley gives primarily that bachelor's of music degree, like you earned. You
Yeah.
went there knowing that. You're doing very well for yourself. But all that said, when you look back, is there anything where you say, hey, it would have been really useful to learn this while I was in college, and they could have taught it to me, and they didn't? Anything missing or incomplete?
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. Something. So, do you mean wishing I learned something in that industry that I didn't?
I'm saying there are, I hate to put words in your mouth, right?
No,
But, people, so now there are about one person in eight just says, nah, I'm good. And I learned everything I hope to learn at Berkeley. Cool. But other people, I'll give just examples of things I've heard people say, right? But again, I don't want, some people say that they feel like they learned about music, but they didn't. Feel like they feel like there were a lot of other careers out there that Berkeley didn't validate, and they wish that Berkeley had encouraged people to look at non-music options. Other people felt that their business skills, the less than music business majors, but some people said that they felt that they could have learned more about like personal finance or how businesses work. Other people wish that they'd had more mentorship. Or being taught how to network. I mean, that there's a big list, but I'm just curious as to whether you feel like there's anything that you wish Berkeley had taught you. And the answer could be no.
I think back then I didn't have the maturity level to ask the questions that I am curious to know. I knew that the tools were there though, because that school offered a lot. I know there was also dual like program offers. You could go to an architecture school down the street, I'm blanking on the name, or you could apply to
Boston
Harvard.
Architectural College.
Yes, that one. And that's something I used to look at. But it's like, okay, well, for what amount of money am I adding on to tuition right now? And also, like, am I even good at working tediously with being 19 years old? I don't think I had the maturity level personally to do it, but it was there. I think I went to tons of office hours to try and ask extra questions, because I was that student that did not understand Harmony 4, and I was like holding on for dear life, and I was like, I don't want to take this class again. I'm petrified. And I would go to every single one. But I think I learned everything I could. Something that I'll always bring with me, kind of answering your last question again on like what Berkeley taught me. I guess like if I had an extra question, it would probably, I wish I could take another Ralph Jakodine class. If you know Ralph Jakodine,
I do.
he is my favorite teacher. He like, 'cause he taught you like development, just outside of the industry, and it kind of got you ready for anything. So if I, for fun, could just take his course again, I would. And I would just eat it up and ask him more questions. That's what I would do. He's so awesome.
He's great. I see him most semesters too, because I do a
That's great.
presentation about people like you in the professional development seminars that he teaches.
Yeah, he's real. Like I know, I think he started one of the classes with saying, yeah, music industry, not easy. It's really hard to juggle personal life. This is why. And then he brings in teachers that talk. And that was, I think, Music Business 101. And then I took professional development with him, which, when he speaks of asking people questions is the best way to kind of make a friend, I really think that's how I got this job. In my interview, I asked them questions about themselves, and I was like, oh, I'm the one being interviewed. And it helped me when I took, yeah, his class taught me a lot.
That's great. So, okay, next question I have for you is, let's say you got, I mean, obviously you graduated during the pandemic, not your fault, but then you went to Nashville, you're making things happen, and then life happened and you moved to DC, but you had a good plan. You went with your secondary interest or a secondary interest and, moved to an area with a job already lined up, which is a luxury not everybody has.
It's
Or
true.
I can say a situation not everyone has. Not trying to imply that you were, spoiled in some way. You went
No,
and
it's
found the
true.
job,
Yeah,
but
for sure.
let's say there are some people who maybe haven't found their path, and again, a lot of the current Berkeley students are staring out at the big scary world and not sure what's going to happen. So for either both those groups, what advice do you have?
I've heard this from other people and myself. If you do leave the industry and you want to kick yourself that you went to Berkeley or you thought you would be this musician and people see you as that, and if you're gonna be nervous to kind of leave it, still just go for it if that's what you want to do, because at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you're happy. And people that go to Berkeley, they studied music for a very long time. So it's kind of a shock of a lifestyle change. But it doesn't mean that you're not a musician.
Sure.
I think it's like a really big rock to the stomach transition for some people. And I totally get why. But I feel like after you get over that little hump, you're like, oh, okay, I did it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Like the transition. 'Cause it's not an ego thing, I don't think. But you see yourself one way for a really long time, so you have to let yourself grow out of it if that's what it means. And then also you can still do music. Now I actually have money to put into my songs, which is way better 'cause I was so tired trying to sing at the same time.
Sure, absolutely, and I would say that while I'm sure there are many things about you that are unique and special, saying that you're able to do more of the music you want to do and do it right now that you have a day job, that's not one of them. I've heard that from a good number of people. So great, and let's zoom in a little bit. I think I'll put you. I have a category, real estate, that I'll be putting you into.
Sure.
And I think I mentioned, I think you're my 273rd interview,
Yeah.
plus or minus two.
Yeah.
No one's listening to all 270 something.
No.
But anyone who's made it this far is maybe thinking about the real estate industry or even, being a leasing agent. So for someone who's not yet doing it, but is thinking, hey, it seems like a relatively low stress, predictable hours, steady paycheck, still employ some of your skills. They're not yet doing it, but they're considering it. Do you have any specific advice for them?
So I never, the thing with this job is even though it has a structural time, it honestly can get pretty stressful. And I say that in a way where I feel like musician-wise, and I was a server for a long time, and I always found myself working in environments that had some stress. I kind of like it. I like having some stress at work. It helps me move faster and it makes me feel not bored. So, I mean, this industry is still sales. They still have a sales expectation, but that also means that you can make a lot more money. So, if you're very goal-oriented, this would be a good job to have because it's really rewarding.
Gotcha.
Because it's not the same thing every day. You're still having conversations with people and very unpredictably, and you still kind of it's a little race. So this job is fun in that aspect, and you also still have a good foundation under you, so you won't completely fall if you don't make a sale, of course.
Gotcha. That's great. So I just have one last question for you, Rachel. Which is, you have the mic. Is there anything we missed or anything else you'd like to say?
Oh man, I feel like your questions were so good. Like, this was so good to just kind of put the words out there, because now I feel like I get to know myself a bit more. I'm like, oh yeah, I do like this job a lot. Like, getting to talk about it. And I can't think of anything else, honestly.
All right. Well, great. I really enjoyed this conversation, Rachel. We can declare victory here. So, again, shoot me over an email address and best of luck with everything. Hope you
Great.
rent out a few apartments tomorrow.
Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you and talking to you, and good luck with everything regarding your kitty, first of
Oh,
all.
thank you.
Thank you for your
Thank you. It's
patience,
just
but
a
yeah.
routine. It's just a
Oh, good.
routine. Get the
Good, good, good.
shots.
All right, good.
All
All right.
right.
We'll be in touch then. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.